Well, hello, folks. This is our Friday pre-show here during our vacation couple of weeks, our second Friday pre-show, and this is our last remote pre-show. We'll be back to doing new shows on Monday, whatever the hell it is, the 23rd, right? And I think I got F is for Family is either recording Monday or Tuesday, or we have a table read, but I got that message before I left. And I hope my throat's back by then because, man, I really strained it a week ago. Was it last Friday? Yeah, last Friday night, singing and shouting and basically just partying. I don't think I've ever really wrecked my throat before partying, but that's essentially what happened last Friday night. And so I'm very grateful that it's coming back. But, you know, you don't want to do that, man, when you're working with your throat for a living. All right, so where am I now? Well, almost home. Right now we're sitting, waiting for the car to come and pick us up. I'm in an office here at LAX. We have a car that the airline provided will come and get us. And I'll tell you, it's been wild, man. Let me tell you where we've been. Let me tell you how this day started. And this day started for me 32 hours ago. Did it start 32 hours ago? I don't even remember. I mean, I honestly do not remember. We took off from the dock at the resort there, the hotel in the Maldives, like 32 hours ago, something like that, and got in the boat. And this was a high speed run in the dark, man. And when you're in a powerboat going at a high speed, and it's sunshine, and you're seeing, and you're looking straight ahead, it's kind of fun. But when you're looking out over the stern, and it's dark, and you're feeling this thing just kind of bouncing up and top of up and down on top of waves, it's a little bit disquieting. But nonetheless, we got to the airport at Maldives, which is Mali Airport, and they don't serve liquor in the lounge there. In fact, they do not serve alcohol at all in the Maldives, except in the resort hotel. So they just don't serve it. They don't dig it. It's a Muslim country. That's where that's at. And speaking of that, I wish I'd gotten more pictures of women wearing the hijabs and the burqas, because they were everywhere, including guests at the hotel. I think we look at that and we think, well, that's a horrible, terrible, rotten thing. A lot of Westerners do. But these women look to be entirely happy and having a good time. In fact, they even had a bathing suit version of that, which I saw as I was sitting, one afternoon there, just staring at things. And as I mentioned to you in an earlier pre-show, the Muslim women wear very provocative clothing underneath, many times, not all the time, but many times wear provocative clothing underneath their, that traditional dress. And their husbands or their boyfriends or their girlfriends or whoever know it. And that's kind of a, kind of a cool, fun thing for them. In fact, one of the ladies I was talking to, or at that cultural breakfast we went to a couple of weeks ago when we first got to Dubai, said to us, she said, in fact, I'm wearing a t-shirt and a pair of shorts into this. So anyway, not that that's the most exciting thing, but it gives you an idea of the informal clothing that's worn underneath these, the traditional Muslim dress of women. Somebody asked me a question, by the way, during a Facebook Live that I wanted to go back to, because I'm not sure I answered it the way I wanted to. But somebody asked me this question. It was 9/11, and we were there. 9/11 would have been, I think, on Wednesday. And that would have been our first day in the Maldives, Wednesday the 11th, yeah. Because we were in Dubai the previous two nights or three nights or however bloody long it was. And they said, what's it feel like being in a Muslim country on 9/11? And I answered the question by saying, I think I just answered the question by saying it's been so long since I've thought about 9/11 in the context of the horror of the attack. I didn't think about it now. I think of it as a day of mourning and a memorial day. But I don't necessarily put it together with the Muslim faith. And I think I should have been a little bit stronger I don't know why I would want to think that it's somehow weird being in a, quote, Muslim nation on 9/11. There were some radical pieces of shit that did what they did on 9/11 who were self-professed Muslims. And I don't have to go into the examples that go down through the centuries of so-called Christians committing heinous acts and not blaming Christianity for that. I wanted to be a little bit more forceful with that. And I realize this being a pre-show, I kind of let it all hang out. And if it offends some people, I'm very, very sorry. But the fact of the matter is, I don't blame Muslims for 9/11. I blame some pieces of fucking shit for 9/11 who claim to be Muslims. And I don't blame Christianity for molesting children. I blame a piece of shit by the name of Warren Jeffs. And on and on and on and on and on and fucking on it goes, you know? And I don't blame Christianity for the burning of crosses by some sacks of fucking shit called a Ku Klux Klan, okay? So let's just fucking get that straight, please. Thank you. Anyway, that's the answer to that question. So we left Maldives and we flew to Dubai. That was 4 hours. And it was 4 hours too short because we were dead asleep. I was dead tired, man. But I got my ass up. We got off the plane. And we actually had a hotel transfer, which was really cool. We got over to a hotel. Car met us and took us to a hotel. And we got like 4 hours of sleep. This hotel is called the Le Meridien. It's right there at the Dubai airport. And the next morning, we got up and took a car back over to the airport, to the gate. Rode with a really nice guy, a nice an Australian businessman who travels frequently through Dubai. They're having Expo 2020 in Dubai, and guess when? 2020. And I don't know about you, and I was talking to some people on the plane coming home, but I don't know when the last World's Fair was, and I don't think about World's Fairs, and I guess they're now called Expos, but Dubai is really proud of the fact that they're going to have the World's Fair in 2020, so hey, you know, good for them. But they're working real hard, and they're putting up all kinds of even groovier-looking skyscrapers than they have. And they got some wild-looking skyscrapers. That's for sure. But I was talking to this chap about that. He was saying that he was there in Dubai working on something relative to this alleged expo. Nice people in Dubai. It's a city. They really want their city to be a place that they can be proud of, that everybody will come and visit. And the thing I noticed about Dubai as I was flying in last night, or the night, I guess it would be last night, as I was flying in, it's a 24-hour city. It may be a Muslim nation. They're not quite as strict as the Maldives is when it comes to certain things. In point of fact, there's plenty of places that are open. We were flying in about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw all kinds of neon lights and cars on the road and all kind of things going on. So we took off, and I'm actually watching a rerun of The Spy. Is this The Spy Who Loved Me? I don't know what it is, but they just shoved James Bond out of the goddamn airplane. And now he's trying to fly. He's going to try to land on some dude who's got a parachute on. Anyway, we took off from Dubai. Oh, the time we took off from Dubai was early in the morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning. We flew into solid daylight all goddamn bloody day, as you can well imagine, because we were going from east to west at 9 o'clock. And we took off at 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And, we took off at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And we arrived in Los Angeles, get this, at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday. Was it a four-hour plane flight? Of course, no, it wasn't. It was 16 hours. But, brother, that's flying into the daylight. So, highlights I'm trying to think of, I did talk to a couple of chaps on the plane, Americans who live and work in Dubai, and one Indian guy that was really funny. He had a million jokes, but this guy was the guy who was responsible for building the world's tallest building there in Dubai. He was like the project manager on this thing. The world's tallest building, a building that we were going to go and take a trip inside of, and we just couldn't because Maria's legs started to give out, and of course I had my shoulder problem, which I didn't really get that until the Maldives, but that's much better. I don't know if I told you guys this, but the doctor there in the Maldives, fantastic guy. He came and gave me muscle relaxants. He gave me a sling, an analgesic cream to rub on my shoulder. And I mean, I was within a day, I was cured. I was cured. Well, that's it for our pre-show for this Friday. We'll be back to, again, our in-studio pre-shows Monday. Thanks to everybody for hanging with us. And thank you, Jeff, for, keeping me abreast of things that are happening. And I'll let you know as to upcoming events on the show when we get back together again on Monday. And I'll get back to you guys gradually over the weekend on the fan page at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans or the Phil Henry fan page, the BSP support page, which is Melissa's page. All right. Peace, love, dope. Not in that order. Don't be a dope. Peace and love. That's what I meant to say.